Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit, a Lilydale Blog Talk Radio show. And I am trying out some new equipment today. So for those of you who are watching on Facebook, I'm doing the best I can. Trying to fix a weird kind of lens situation. But anyway, so thank you all for joining me. Today is supposed to be spring, although we still have a wee bit of snow out there and a little more on the way, like everybody in the Northeast. And I just have to say, this is what we get for living in ski country, right? So it is what it is. Anywho, I wanted to share some very special things with you today. And part of that is, and don't be sad, don't be mad, June 28th is going to be the last Wake Up to Spirit. I'm going on hiatus for the summer season so that I can concentrate on just being in Lilydale and doing readings, and I will be checking in on Facebook periodically, and you can always reach out to me that way. I don't know about the other Lilydale radio shows, but I think that they may be going on hiatus as well. I guess it just kind of depends on who's doing what. So, but we will be back in the fall, and we may have two people actually starting before season, before the official Lilydale season, which is June 29th through September 2nd this year. So we've got 9 awesome, awesome weeks for you to come and play with us. And I know I had some complaints last week about where stuff was, so I'm trying to fix that. But in the meanwhile, I've got all kinds of awesome things in store, and I want to talk to you especially about we have one more spring class before the season starts, and that is with Sandra Taylor and Sharon Ann Klingler. And they are twins, actually, and their company is Starbringer, and they are based out of Cleveland, although they are internationally known. They travel all over the place. They're Hay House authors, and they're doing a course on, partially at least, Akashic Records. So that's going to be really, really cool. Check that out on the Lilydale website under Spring Workshops. And then we'll see where it goes from there, okay? All kinds of really cool things. And, sorry, just trying to get this in position here. Like I said, new equipment. Yay! Like I need an excuse to buy new equipment, right? Anybody else have a thing for buying things that they claim are for work? Don't tell the IRS I said that. It is actually for work, but the point being, new toys, yay, new toys. So, okay. This summer, I've got a few courses in Lilydale, but more importantly, there are all kinds of really awesome things going on literally every day. If you are not familiar with the Lilydale Assembly, we are the world's largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism. Chances are, at some point, probably 3 generations back or so, you had a spiritualist in your family, even if they went to Catholic Mass in the morning on a Sunday, or if they went to the Presbyterian Church or the Methodist or the Jewish synagogue or whatever. We were the, according to the census, the largest religion. And so we've gotten a little less well known over the years, but we're still here. And all kinds of really cool classes going on with mediumship. Mediumship is one of the hallmarks of spiritualism from the inception, or at least as we refer to it, modern spiritualism. There is also courses on meditation, courses on healing, both metaphorically and physically. There's, you know, spiritual healing, and akin to that, Reiki. So all kinds of really, really cool things that you can check out. The website has everything listed, lilydaleassembly.org. We also have our new catalogs. We do a catalog every year, and that is now out. If you don't have that, because we're trying to go green, we're only sending the catalogs out to people who've requested them in the last year, okay? So if you they just got back from the printers on Friday. They started going out on Monday. So, you know, very, very exciting for us to get the catalog every year and kind of see everything that's going on. But it is all online. You can download it as a PDF. You can look at it on any one of your internet devices. So who thought a day would come when we would just say devices instead of cell phone or tablet or laptop, because there's too many now. You can even do that online. So all good stuff, all really cool. You know, let me know what questions you have or what things you might want to see coming up in the fall. Not as far as classes go, although I love that kind of feedback as well. But mostly I'm interested in knowing what you want to hear about on Wake Up to Spirit, so that I'll be chock full of stuff. Now, something very, very special, July 6th. We are bringing back as a fundraiser the Victorian Seance. Very cool. And so all the mediums are going to be dressed up in costume. There's going to be a dinner. It's $125. The proceeds are split between Lilydale to help us keep up the town and restore buildings and all that good stuff, and specifically the Marion H. Skidmore Library. Our library is not a lending library. It is a, it's an archival place. It's, we have scholars that come from all across the world. You can go in and pick up a book off the shelf and read it. You can talk to our librarian, Mandy Shep, who is a world of knowledge and information. She's going to be co-chairing with me, and I'm going to ask her today if she wants to come on and talk to us about Victorian modalities, because like everything else, mediumship has really kind of evolved over the years. Mostly what we do now in spiritualism with mediumship is what's referred to as mental mediumship, and that means using your body as an instrument, being fully conscious and aware of the spirit people as they're coming through. You could be doing with that inspired writing because you're getting the idea and you're transmitting it down on paper. Spirit art, that gets a lot of really awesome evidence. You know, you could have literal drawings of your loved ones come through. Unless your people look like a stick figure, I would not be good at spirit art. Release that form. And then we have another really awesome spirit artist on the grounds, Sherry Lee Calkins, and she does just kind of non-literal representations in her drawing, but it's how the symbolism comes through for her. I have a few of those, really cool. Bonnie White and Joe Scheel do literal spirit art, so, you know, if you're interested in that, check it out on our web, you know, on their individual websites. You know, look at the classes, that sort of thing. All of us, you know, all of the registered mediums, we do this work because we want to be in service to Creator, who we call Spirit, or Infinite Intelligence, or Mother, Father, God, or, you know, we've got oodles of names. We really do. By the way, I am going to be taking calls later on, whether you have a question or you were looking for mediumship information. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. That number again, 818-739-8818. I'm just getting good at this remembering to repeat stuff. And then my season's coming to a close. So, you know, all good. By the way, somebody wrote in on Facebook and complimented my hair. I want to say thank you very much. I just got it cut. So whether spring was here or not, I guess I was ready for the spring cut. So it's all good. But, you know, we just, I guess, have to trust that Mother Nature knows what she's doing. Seems like somebody made a comment the other day to me that it seems like the seasons are kind of coming a little bit later now. And I guess maybe that's true because, you know, it took a while for us to get summer. It took a while for us to get fall. It took a while for us to get winter. And now spring is on delay. So, we'll just, you know, have to have a good attitude about it. Interestingly enough, two things. I want to go back to my original thing, talking about Lilydale and, you know, the mediums and why we do what we do, you know. For many of us, we had some sort of experience that meant something to us with mediumship. And, Diane, that number is 818-739-8818. You know, when you go to a medium, people go to mediums for different reasons. But, you know, most people who are registered here, you know, it's more than just about if mediumship ran in their family, you know, and so they had an understanding of it because of that. It's more than about usually we were touched in some way with mediumship, and it meant a great deal to us, and so that's why we do this work. And that's because out of the millions and millions of ways to serve, you know, if this is your niche, spirit will tell you. So I always say nobody does this work unless they feel called to it, you know. And a lot of what we do actually is ending up debunking myths and explaining what it's like in the spirit world. And that's some of my favorite readings, actually. Now, I want you to notice that as we talk about these things on the show, that often that's the kind of readings that come through later on in the show, because I feel like it's proof that, you know, there's intelligence and spirit listens. but if you want to call in and tell me about an experience that you had that meant a great deal to you, that would be amazing. You know, so our mediums, what we do here in Lilydale, there is actually in the summer season a gate fee when you come through per person that helps us to afford the maintenance people, keep the public utilities and things like that open. You know, and it's like that pretty much in every tourist town. You have to, you know, make the revenue to keep the grounds going somehow. So, you know, we like to have flowers, we like to maintain our old growth forest, we have our walking trails, including the fairy trail, which is really cool. So if you're coming with little ones, we have actually moved the location a few years back to right behind the fire hall, sort of between the fire hall and the healing temple. So it's become almost more of a, like a fairy village, which is pretty cool. And that way people who are a little more unsteady on their feet, that sort of thing, they can enjoy that as well. We have benches for people, so if you want to bring the little ones and sit while they're looking at everything, you can do that. We are in the process of trying to make the town a little more handicap-friendly, handicap-accessible. So, you know, look for the changes with that. But when you come through the gate, there is something for everybody. So we have the walking trails, which I talked about. We have three outdoor message services a day, and those are included with your ticket. So the mediums come out, and they go to people in the audience. So you don't have to go for a private reading. You can sort of get a feel for what's going on. We also have the 2:30 church service, which is a kind of shortened version of what we do on Sunday. There's a short lecture. There's messages as part of the church service from a medium, but there no healing at that. But we do have two healing services every day also, and that's in the healing temple. One in the morning, one in the evening. We also, first thing in the morning, if you come, if you stay overnight, or you just get here early, 8 a.m. every morning, there is a morning meditation. It's led by, it's sponsored by one of the churches here on the grounds, Fellowships of the Spirit, and they do the morning meditation, and it's their minister in residence. So they have a different minister that does these services in the morning, every day for a week, and then it switches over. So they have nine different people. And every now and again, it's me. Because they'll have, you know, somebody who got sick or couldn't make it or has something else important that they have to take care of, and one of the people that lives here will go over and do it. And it's a lot of fun, you know, and it kind of just sets the day in a really, really, really nice way. So, and good morning to everybody who is just tuning in. If you want to call in later, you can. It's 818-739-8818. And it's the same number every week, so you can even mark it down, put it in your phone. and so I want to, you know, there is a little bit of everything. This year we have a very special group visiting us, and they do... almost every year, usually, you know, they'll come for a few years, and then whether there's a schedule conflict or whatever, but they try to make it back to us as much and as often as they can, and that is the Dalai Lama's Traveling Monks. So if you want to come see the monks, they're going to be here for the opening. And so what we do to start every season off and to welcome our friends, welcome our guests back for the season, is we throw a gathering. We throw a silver tea, which is very special, very cool. There's all kind of, you know, all the residents bring desserts and sandwiches and food and nibbles, and there's tea and punch and coffee, that sort of thing. And... We just enjoy each other's company, and we get to know each other. The monks will be our honored guests for that. They usually come and say the blessing, and then you know, go about their merry way. But they will be in the, I believe, the fire hall. If not the fire hall, the Lyceum. It's always one of those two buildings. And actually, I think it is in the fire hall. And you can watch them build a sun mandala. And what they do, it's a different design all the time as they travel. They do a ceremony, and they're kind of intuited as to what design to do. And, you know, they build it, and it's a very slow, rigorous, beautiful process. Just watching it is a meditation in itself. And you can talk with them and that sort of thing. They're very friendly, very nice, different group every year, you know. So, you know, check it out. They do ceremonies in the auditorium. There's a ticket for that, just like a class. And, you know, so all sorts of really awesome things that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily expect. We have concerts. We have all kinds of really awesome guest speakers. So, you know, do check out the website. Check out the special events, the social events as well, all sorts of really, really cool things. So, and, you know, if you see me around town, because like I said, I won't be doing the show over the summer, wave, say hello. I probably won't know who you are, but I will be happy to see you regardless, right? So it's all good. Yeah, I'm friendly too, I promise. what do they say about dogs? Like, they're, you know, this one's friendly, doesn't bite, you know, that sort of thing. So, I'm feeling a little silly today, by the way. I think you can tell. But if you wanna call in and talk about a meaningful mediumship experience to you, the number is 818-739-8818. Or you can kind of share a little bit on Facebook as well. My Facebook page is Celeste Elliott. I'm also streaming live on Lilydale Assembly's page as well. So several ways to get in touch with me. I cannot do readings from Facebook, though, okay? Just the live stuff, so just as a warning. And good morning to everybody who's just joining me now. Lots of really cool stuff coming up. If you want a catalog, you can, one of my dear friends has, Niff, did you know you're dear to me because you are, has just reminded me also for the opening, we always do noon at the flagpole for the opening ceremony, and right after that, we're going right over to the Butterfly Garden, which is really cool. That's right across from the cafeteria, the Sunflower, real close down in that park area. We go from one park to another. This town is full of parks. What we're doing is we're releasing butterflies, which you can still, I believe, order a butterfly through the office or online and release it in memory of a loved one. It's a lovely, lovely way to honor their spirit. Butterflies, for a lot of people, including myself, are about spiritual freedom. So if you think about it that way, it's a good way to honor them. All kinds of ways to honor your loved ones, by the way. I actually had a message from one of my loved ones this morning, which every now and again they'll check in. And it was just seeing their very, very unusual last name. So shout out to my loved ones on that side of the family. Sometimes they'll give me little symbols. And by the way, I have a running joke here that it's just like the old Hair Club for Men commercials, if you remember those. I'm not just a medium. I'm also a client. I also go for readings. And I also go for classes because by the way, I just did the most amazing class with Judith Rochester, and I just love her. Really gentle energy, but really you get so much out of that class. You know, there's a lot to take in. She has a just huge amount of experience and really incredible teaching style, and the people that she attracts, just very beautiful souls. So thank you to everybody that I got to meet in that class for helping me on my journey, and I hope I was, because that's what we do. When every experience that we have, whether we're in a class or we're at work or, you know, eating chicken nuggets at Wendy's, I actually don't eat chicken nuggets. I don't know why that's in my head, but it's all good. The people that we come across, we have an opportunity to share wonderful things with them and just kind of have an opportunity to be the best version of ourselves and be kind and uplifting to other people. And actually, that was something I had started to want to talk about earlier today, and so this gives me a chance to kind of go full circle and talk about. By the way, Judith Rochester is also teaching this summer, so you can look her up online in the course catalog, download that PDF, all that good stuff, okay? I read some studies that were saying that, you know, we're constantly in process of rewiring our brains. When you do these classes, of course, you're kind of rewiring your hard drive. And what that means is that for every experience, it's not the first thought that comes into your head that defines who you are. It's the second thought that you choose. So if after 30 seconds your initial reaction is to be angry, after those 30 seconds, whether you stay there or not is a choice, which I thought was very, very interesting. So it gives us a chance. The more this article that I was reading was saying that as you complain about something, that it rewires your brain towards negativity. So more frequently, that first thought, that first reaction that you have with something is going to be negative. But if you respond in another way, then it's going to rewire your brain for positivity, which I thought was very interesting. So we can, you know, I'm not saying you have to walk around like Pollyanna, you know, because sometimes we have a very honest reaction to something. And, you know, I've found that I get very frustrated when, like most people, you know, you want the best for someone, and especially if it's somebody that you love. And I catch myself every now and again, and I have to think about and process afterwards, okay, why was I upset about that experience? And often it's because you feel that, or at least for me, I'll feel that somebody is not, if they're cutting off their nose to spite their face sort of thing, right? If you know that there is a better version of them, a kinder version of them, and, you know, you just have to honor where somebody is in that space, right? And you can't expect the same reaction from them that they would have had 5 months ago or 5 years ago or that sort of thing, because we're all changing. We're all growing every day. So we have to bear that in mind, right? And, you know, the point is we have to leave room for growth with ourselves as well as with other people. But what it comes down to is being present for someone. We can sort of eventually start to just be aware and be a witness and take some of the emotionality out of things, which means that we'll have opportunity to kind of witness and be present for them and not get sucked into something, whether it's really positive or really negative, right? And that's a really, that's a really, really cool thing, you know, not to pass the judgment. And something that sometimes we have to practice wiring ourselves for, and that's okay. So, you know, be gentle with yourself is my my main thought on this. So, okay. So thank you for all the comments. I'm really, really glad to see that people are writing in that they're planning on coming back. A lot of people plan their vacations based on, you know, what they see in the catalog, what's coming into town, the big speakers, things like that. If you happen to be around for that after that July 4th weekend, Friday, July 6th, like I said, that Victorian seance is really cool. That's capped at 120 tickets. It does sell out reasonably fast. You can come in Victorian costume if you'd like to. That is not required, but the mediums will be in costume, and it's an awful lot of fun. And we're going to be doing things that are a little different than what than just the mental mediumship, which is what we do on the grounds every day. So going back to some of those sort of Victorian mediumship techniques that were popular in the day, you may see some table tipping. We're setting up a special place for that. You may see some flower readings. That's still practiced, by the way. You may see some scrying. There's all kinds of different things. And like I said, I'm going to try and get our librarian to come on and help me talk about that since we're co-chairing, and she is definitely a subject matter expert. So should be a good time. Okay. What else? Okay, so I talked about the monks. I talked about the three services a day during in Lilydale, the mediumship services. And you can kind of go from one to another and with those. And healing temple, meditation, 2:30 service. So there's all kinds of stuff to do. If you're here on a Sunday and you want to go for church, I think that's, you know, a really awesome experience to be able to check it out. It's held in the auditorium, because no place else is big enough to hold it. And it's a very uplifting and beautiful thing. So come and join that. And, you know, of course, the shops will be open for those of you who just want to hang out and, you know, enjoy the lovely energy. It's very peaceful. And actually, nobody's really been doing spring construction on their house because, you know, there's snow. But but we do actually stop construction before season starts. So it's kind of a running joke that, like, that Friday, June 29th at noon, the hammers, the saws all go down, and we, unless it's an emergency, we don't do any construction so that we can keep the noise level down for everybody. You know, we have, we are having a anniversary of the passage of the 29th Amendment, women's right to vote. And so we're having an event that is going to be ramping up year to year called the Women's Day event, and that is August 26th, which is the anniversary of the passage of that that amendment. And, you know, so we will be out doing all the church services that day are going to be all led by women. Good morning to everybody who's tuning in, and to my friends and neighbors as well. I appreciate you tuning in and the support. So Women's Day event, August 29th, that's a really cool one to check out for the day. That's a Sunday, by the way. And if you're on the grounds that night, we're doing a very special historical walk that we're calling the Her Story Walk. And that's going to be really fun. It's going to take you around town, around Lilydale, different significant spots, different significant women from the women's movement, women who were significant in Lilydale, who were part of that, or just, you know, so it's going to be really cool. Everybody's going to be kind of in costume, speaking their part. That's a fundraiser. 2020, we're doing a really cool all weekend. We have the whole weekend, and we're going to do a women's encampment in the campground. You can also stay at the hotel or one of the guest houses, no worries. And if you're looking for some place to stay, by the way, that's on the link for the website as well. Okay, so check that out. But, you know, the town is here all year. If you wanna check us out at any time, you know, come and do that. If you're looking for an appointment with a medium, I would say probably get an appointment first in the off season, because if we don't know you're coming, we're gonna go off and go grocery shopping or clean our houses and be in our sweatpants with that. You know, so you may, that's a little more hit and miss, you know what I mean? So, yeah, okay. Or we may already be scheduled with somebody. That happens as well. But yeah, how to choose a medium? That's a big question that I get a lot. I would say go by energy, and that may mean going onto the Lilydale site and looking at the various websites. And seeing, like, who you feel drawn to energetically, whether it's the from their website, the description of how they work, their belief system, their picture, their name, whatever. I am a firm believer that your spirit loved ones pick a few people that they know that they could get through to, that they could work with, and they go from there, and they kind of direct you. And it may be as little as, you know, somebody who had wiener dogs coming to me, because I can always tell a wiener dog, and because I had a couple in my family, and we love them to death. And, you know, so that's, or it could be, you know, that we had a similar life experience, or it could be that I have a similar sense of humor to one of your loved ones. So, and, you know, somebody is mentioning on Facebook that women have always been treated well in the spiritualist church, and it's true. We were one of the first religions, organizations to ordain women, to allow them to speak publicly, where that was really considered very unusual in the Victorian era, even though Queen Victoria herself was a very strong lady. You know, the monarchy at that time couldn't be seen to be, and still, that's the rule. They can't really take sides politically, right? They have to sort of be a bit of a neutral party. So even though she was very powerful, she wasn't known for her speaking, right? So it's kind of, you know, even though she led the Anglican Church. And, yeah, totally different country than the U.S., but it would be silly for us to sort of deny our roots with that and our fascination with the British family, right? So British royal family, I should say. It's a lot of British families. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to talk about some of what I do in my work, and then I'm going to kind of open the lines for readings, and also if you want to just call in and talk about experience, mediumship-wise, that meant a lot to you. And that call-in number, again, 818-739-8818. I keep repeating it because people ask. And really funny, there is somebody who was writing in the other day, and they were, you know, writing in about their friend, and their friend needed a reading, and I was sort of, and what it came down to, I guess, is that their friend had been on vacation and had gone into sort of like a random little psychic shop sort of thing, one of those neon signs in the window, and, you know, they didn't know, by the way, the difference between a psychic and a medium, and that's a very big distinction, and also not a big distinction at the same time. In the art of metaphysical knowing, I suppose. So the difference being that a psychic or an intuitive gets information from what you carry around with you, from what we refer to as your auric space. Okay, your signature energy. And so they're kind of using your files, what you know, and then they can also tune in for futuristic ability into, like, your higher self or that God relationship, you know, and they'll get the information that way. And but it will be slanted towards what you already know, okay, or at least what you think you already know. And actually, I have another story about that, but I think I'll save it for another time. It's one I usually tell when I'm teaching. But the distinction, so what a medium does is they also raise their vibration to be in tune with you, in tune with Creator, and they may also get information from your guides, who are spirit people, not your loved ones, usually, okay? Because they have to go through, like, special training, and it's a whole thing. So it's very, very unusual, actually, to find someone whose guide is also related to them. I can't say that it doesn't happen, but, again, pretty rare. So, but mediums connect with the personality of your loved one who is no longer in the body, okay? So they're connecting with that intelligence. And, you know, there's some cultural stuff that puts a slant on mediumship as well, which I find very fascinating. But in this instance, so the lady's friend kind of, the lady who wrote to me is a client of mine, and she was saying, oh, my friend needs a reading, and you know, people sometimes are afraid to get readings because of this kind of experience, which is why I'm kind of doing a little myth-busting today. So, what they said to me is, my friend is afraid to come and get a reading. She went into one of these kind of like psychic shop things, and the lady told her that things were not going her way exactly as she wanted them because she had a curse on her. Kind of a hot button issue for me, and here's why I was kind of really ticked off, okay? Because apparently whoever this random person was that she went to see said to her for, you know, some absorbent amount of money that she could remove the curse through prayer and using this special blessed candle, and then she would get the candle back. In a lot of traditions and religions, and if you kind of like look back historically, You know, this is sort of where this stuff comes from. There is a belief or a superstition that this sort of thing can happen to you, okay? Here's the thing. There, as far as I have ever come across, is no such thing as a curse. And I want you to think about it this way, okay? If you are allowing somebody power over your soul, that creator, infinite intelligence, God, whatever you want to call it, has specially forged, why would you do that? Why would you not want to stand in your own power? Because the fact of the matter is, we are conscious co-creators of our reality. We have free will. We make choices. Sometimes they're not great. We can course correct. It's all good, whether we course correct here or through the growth of your personality and your spirit on the other side, okay, after you've dropped the body and you're with all the other people who have dropped the body. So here's the thing. If you hang on to that, you can create that kind of energy for yourself. You can, you know, and I understand it's in a lot of people's belief systems, but just to say, you know, your boy or your girl or your whatever didn't get into the college that you wanted them to, and that means you're cursed, or, you know, sometimes spirit will move things around for us because they want something bigger and better for us than we want for ourselves, okay? You know, and it's true sometimes that generationally, you know, there might be something that people are really bad at. Some people's families are really, really amazing bakers. Some people's families are not. Some people's families have a green thumb. Some people's families do not. But I guarantee if your family does not have a green thumb, think about it, if you all lived in the same area, now, if one of you lives in Arizona and one of you lives in Colorado and one of you lives in Michigan and one of you lives in New York and one of you lives in Florida and you are all plant killers, could it be that there is, you know, it's not the soil, but just that you keep forgetting to water them, or you keep saying, I'm a plant killer, my family are plant killers, and so it drives you to forget to water, or you overwater. You know, maybe you want to take a class on that, and that would be okay too. Or it could be just that your family is not supposed to grow plants, that your connection to nature is through something else, and that's all right too. So think about it that way, okay? So that's my morning show topic for today, by the way. Wink, wink. Okay, so all good stuff. By the way, also, you know, I come across some stuff, and different cultures, different religious backgrounds, you know, I read for all kinds of people across the world, and sometimes that leads to some wonky time zone stuff, but we work it out. And yes, by the way, people can, we can do readings for people, mediums can, by way of phone, Skype, FaceTime, that sort of thing. So, you know, so think about it that way. If you are on the Lilydale website and you see somebody who is not, who, you know, goes south for the winter or goes to visit family or whatever, it doesn't, or if you can't get to Lilydale over the summer or over the winter and you want a mediumship reading, you can contact them and see if they will do a distance reading for you, okay? And I promise you it does work just as well or just the same as if somebody was in person, okay? So, all good. Okay, that's my PSA for today. All right. There was something else I was going to talk to you about, but it's out of my head, so I'll just keep rolling. I am going to take, I have time for one reading, so I'm going to go ahead and do that, and I'm going to go by chronological order. So the phone numbers ending in 3444, if you could give me your name and where you're calling from, Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Holly, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Have you called in before, or is this you just found us on Blog Talk?
I've watched Colleen's show, actually.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Okay, so were you looking to call in for mediumship information today? Is that correct?
That would be nice, yeah.
Or did you have something you wanted to ask about?
No, I did have a experience that's kind of stuck with me. My grandmother passed right before my 18th birthday. I was actually on my senior class trip to Baltimore, and my parents kind of showed up, and that's how I found out that she had passed. So it was kind of, for me, I didn't have, like, that ending with her. But since then, I've got married. I had my daughter 2 years ago, and she came to me in a dream, and she was looking at me in the face and going, "That's mine, and that's mine, and she has my eyebrows, and she has the shape of my eyes, and she has my attitude, and she has this, and she has that." And I woke up, and I'm, like, crying in my sleep because I was so excited, and I knew it was so real. And I'm like, that's so cool that it's been over a decade, and she's still around, and she still sees my daughter. So I've always said, you know, my daughter reminds me of my grandma when she does this and that, and it's always... It's been like almost a year since this point, and it's just stuck with me. I'm like, that's just such a neat thing that I was able to experience.
That's an incredible experience, you know. And so for those of you who are listening, if you didn't catch that, she was saying that her grandmother came in a visitation in a dream after she had passed in a spirit, and was talking about her daughter in the living, and you know, they do. They know our kids, even if they know those next generations down, even if they weren't physically around to meet them. Sometimes they will come through in readings and talk about, "I met them on the astral plane before you got pregnant, or while you were pregnant, or I come in and I play with them and I visit with them, even though I didn't physically know them." So, you know, if they have karma together that way, you know, as far as needing to be alive at the same time, then that will happen. But otherwise, they get this experience where they know each other soul to soul, and they're able to help each other out. So that is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So... and, you know, by the way, just kind of based on experiences that I've had with the other spirit loved ones, I would tell you to, you know, have those pictures around of Grandma and, you know, tell her stories, because that will, about her personality, about how she liked to dress, about, you know, fun things that you did together, memories that you have, because it keeps it fresh for you. It and it helps, you know, the little ones to know that they have that they have these people watching over them. Helps them to know their soul essence. And so even as she gets older, because as we get older, we get more used to vibrationally being in the physical, being on the earth plane, and like you and me, and. So sometimes that will kind of, you know, kind of go over our heads sometimes. We'll miss the signs. So this helps to kind of keep everything together, okay?
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Oh, and also I want to mention to you, as you were just intuitively, not mediumistically, but intuitively, because mediums do both, as you know, I was actually, you talked about your little girl, and yet, so she's toddler age, you said? She's about two,
yes.
Right now? Yeah.
Yep.
Would you, were you and your significant other talking about having another little one come in?
Yes, we were.
Okay, because I got a flash of the face of this little guy who said to me, I'm next. So just be aware because I feel like he's planning to be close to you and he knows that you're planning on him, okay? So just as an FYI, okay? So just
that's an awesome FYI.
Yeah. But I will say to you, that means that he's already with your family on the spirit side of life, getting used to and getting close to the family, and getting all prepared to come in and be with you. Okay, so know that he already loves you. All right, and I'll leave you that. Okay.
Thank you. That's probably the best thing you could leave with me.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in and calling in and being a part of our day. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And I didn't mean to cut her off, by the way. But anyway, yeah, that's I'm so glad she called in with that because that's some of the best things that, you know, mediums often get to work with people and help them to heal things. And also sometimes we get to be aware of those kind of special family announcements before they happen. So, you know, that's a really extra cool one. And I guess technically that is, you know, first when I get symbols of an announcement of a birth, sometimes they'll show me like a stork, which is pretty literal, you know, based on those old stories. Sometimes, and everybody has a different take on it, but then it switched into that mediumship mode because I was aware of the essence of that little boy who was saying, I'm next, I'm coming in next, and getting prepared. So I think that's pretty neat. So I want to go to my other caller who's waiting, and the last four numbers of your phone are 5286. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning. Caller ending in 5286, are you there? Okay. Well, they may have been on mute, so we'll try them another time, or maybe they just wanted to listen today, and that's cool too. So, but anyway, if you have, if you're just tuning in, because there are a few people just tuning in at the very end here. I am here every Thursday for Wake Up to Spirit Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. And it's 10 a.m. no matter where you are. So, you know, all around the world they kind of buffer for time zones. So for those of you in Arizona, it'll be on at 10 a.m. your time. But if you want to catch it live to call in, then you've got to kind of figure out that time difference. I don't know why Arizona keeps coming up today. I think that's very interesting, but it keeps popping into my head. So I just want to thank everybody who's been tuning in for all the support, all the emails and Facebook messages about, like, your experiences and what you'd like to hear about. I do try to take the time to keep up with those messages every day and answer questions. So, you know, keep that coming even through the summer. Like I said, I am going to go on hiatus for the show starting June 28th will be my last show until we get into September. If you have not received your Lilydale catalog, if you want to look at it online, the program is fully up online. You can also download it in PDF form or you can email reception at lilydaleassembly.org, and they will send you another one, or they will send you one, rather. So, but I will be back September 6th, so June 28th through September 6th. That's my last and my first show. Really cool. And thank you, everybody, who tuned in. We've got a few more minutes left. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I really acknowledge all the cool things that are coming up with Lily Dale. Like I said, we are also, by the way, expanding our program. So not only have we added a lot more classes in the last couple years for the summer season, we're also doing more classes off-season. So like I said, we do have Sharon Klingler and Sandra Ann Taylor with their class coming up next in May. Coming up pretty quick. It's a weekend. You've got Friday night, you've got Saturday, and part of Sunday. That'll be a really cool one on the Akashic Records. Then we don't have anything except what's going on with the churches associated with Lily Dale. And they're, you know, they've got their own websites and stuff, so you have to check them out individually. But, you know, stuff going on all year. We've got development circles. We've, you know, so Lily Dale is expanding its stuff, and we're looking at not only spring workshops but also fall workshops. So keep checking the website for that because that gets updated periodically. And if you sign up on for the email list, you will get information that way as well. So you will never be out of the loop. So, you know, I hope to see you all at the outdoor services this summer. And like I said, wave and say hello when you see me. I'm very friendly, and, you know, all our people are very friendly. Remember all those special social events that we talked about. We have Women's Day in August, August 26th. We have, and that's going to be really cool. By the way, if you're here in midweek in Lily Dale during the summer, we have something very cool. We have a historical tour at night, and we call that the Ghost Tour. Oh, also, breaking news. You heard it here first. Our restaurants and cafes shut down in the evening, but we're now going to have a late-night food, pre-prepared, kind of really awesome, like sandwiches and chips and things, maybe salads. I'm not totally sure of the menu yet, but there's Chef Jordan Strong, Chef Jordan as he's known, it's going to be up by the Lyceum building on the weekends at night, Friday and Saturday night. So if you're here taking a class and you get a little nibbly or you just come from the stump at night, I don't encourage that, but it happens. you know, you can stop by and socialize a bit and grab something to eat, and yeah, it'll be really cool. So if there's a class in the Lyceum, it'll be outside. The picnic shelter is, you know, available all year round, all day round. at night, you can eat there, or you can find your favorite bench and hang out and chat with people. And so the party doesn't have to end super early, right? So, and I'll bring you more news on that next week because I want to clarify what the hours are going to be. I'm going to ask him the hours and menu, that sort of thing. But gonna be awesome addition. So we're excited. Also, we have a couple new businesses this summer. Yay! So we're in the Lily Dale bookstore, which is up by the auditorium on Melrose Park, beside the office. We have a massage therapist. One of my friends, Christine Freeberry. Just Breathe Healing Touch Massage. So if you have your vacation date set, you can also call her an appointment for a massage, which is going to be cool. We have an acupuncturist who is going to be doing her thing. I'm not sure where her office is going to be. I think it's going to be at the above the coffee shop, Lucy's. And she's doing chocolate bars this year, which, oh, my God, they are amazing. Sorry for saying it that way, but they really, really are. So that's all the time I have for today. So until next week, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes, and I'll see you around campus.